It's 4:12. Now, single-sex schools, they could disappear from Australia in the next 20 years. The number of single-sex schools in Australia has more than halved, about 31% in 1985, now about 12% in 2015. The Australian Council for Educational Research has released a new study which re-enters the debate, if you like, over whether a single-sex or a co-educational school will lead to a better outcome. Now, they looked at children between year 3 and 7 at single-sex and co-ed schools, and they found that students in co-ed schools learn at the same speed or sometimes faster than their counterparts. Sean Hutchinson is the principal of ACG in Tauranga. He's worked at both single-sex and co-ed schools. Hello to you, Sean.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So from your perspective, what do you think is better for a child? Is it single-sex, is it co-ed, or does it depend on the child?
Oh, look, I think largely it's about good schools, more so than the question of single-sex or co-ed. And I think it's definitely about choice and making sure that young people are in schools that are a good fit for them.
Why did we ever have single schools? I mean, what introduced single schools to our curriculum, if you like? Was it religious-based schools, or why did we separate the two genders?
Oh, probably a lot of factors in history and the history of schools, and I probably don't want to go into too much detail about that, but I think certainly there have been some wonderful schools, both single-sex schools that have traditionally, historically, focused very much on high-quality teaching and learning and done a great job, and I think equally with co-educational school settings where the focus is on quality, it's on making sure that committed and passionate teachers are hired, quality leadership and then a focus on pastoral care is provided, that really become the key features of a good school for young people.
I went to public schools, co-ed schools, but I've got a lot of friends who were educated at single-sex schools or private schools.
Mm.
And they say to me, there's about sort of a 50-50 split. Some of them loved their single-sex schools.
Yep.
Others say, and I can sense this, you know, that they didn't develop the same sort of social relationships with the opposite sex, say, than what I did. I mean, I was used to knocking around with boys from school from age 5 right through to when I left high school, and they weren't. And they felt that socially they kind of missed out on developing, you know, just general generic relationships with the opposite sex.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the co-ed single-sex debate really stems from, you know, the social interactions outside of the classroom. But I certainly think nowadays young people and families have tremendous choice available to them. In New Zealand here, certainly in the Bay of Plenty, where the first you know, fully private you know, independent school here. There are a couple of integrated schools and some state schools, but it's where families have choice and are able to then you know, do their own research and go and visit the schools and make sure that the chosen school is a right fit for their child.
What about from a teacher's perspective? I mean, teaching a class of 30 students, boys and girls, versus, say, teaching a class of all boys, 30 boys or 30 girls. I mean, how does that change for you, or what's that dynamic like for a teacher?
Yeah, look, I mean, I started teaching in an all-boys school in Adelaide, teaching English to a class of year 10 boys and making sure that the text choices were appropriate. So that's probably one thing, making sure that you know your students. I think whether you're in a single-sex environment or a co-ed environment, from a teacher's point of view, it's about bringing to the classroom an understanding of the children in front of you and really knowing them well. And then really being able to build positive relationships regardless. I mean, I certainly think there are some obvious things around teaching a class full of boys, for example, as opposed to to a mixed group. But it's about the quality of the teacher. I do think that exceptional teachers do well in lots of different settings.
In Australia, they've seen quite a dramatic drop, as I mentioned earlier. They used to have 31% single-sex schools there, now just 12%. In New Zealand, though, I think single-sex schools still pretty much established. Do you see us having a similar drop, or do you think our schools here are sort of, you know, as we'll progress?
Yeah, oh, look, I mean, I'm not sure whether I want to be predicting whether there's going to be a drop or not. I certainly think that there's more choice nowadays in New Zealand. I think that families and parents particularly are very knowledgeable, and they're able to find the information that they need to make their decisions. So I think, you know, it's really positive that there are lots of choices available to families. And I think what families are most attracted to is the good schools, the quality schools, the schools that are going to commit themselves and teachers to making sure that their young people are cared for and supported.
Sean Hutchinson, appreciate your time. Thank you. The principal of ACG in Tauranga. I went, as I said, to a co-ed school. What did you go to? And would you have it any other way? Like I say, I've got a split of friends who wish they'd gone to co-ed, some, though, who swear by the single sex as well. It's coming up 19 past four. You can email me, rachel@newstalkzb.co.nz. I'm on text as well, 9292. Also, my editorial about child abuse. Tell me if you've got any solutions to our great shame.